In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who sin. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus. Amen. Tfaddalu. اثنين لا انتم كلكم عربي النهارده لا ما اندر لا اندر بيعرف عربي ومين بيعرف كلكم بتعرفوا اتكلم شويه كده وشويه كده طبعا لو حاولنا نتكلم في اي موضوع غير موضوع الصوم هيبقى يعني حاجه مش مناسبه مش في مناسبتها يعني سليمان الحكيم بيقول كلمه جميله جدا بيقول تفاحه من ذهب في طبق من فضه كلمة مقولة في محلها. A golden apple in a silver platter is the word in its place. And because we live now the great Lent, we want to speak briefly about the fasting as an idea. We started it already in the liturgy, in the sermon, when we explaining the wisdom of fasting for us, starting from the original sin. The fasting has two meanings. The first one is the special or a direct meaning of the fasting, which is to stop eating or drinking for some time and then eat the fasting food. The other meaning, which is the spiritual meaning of fasting, is the ascetic life, is the spiritual exercises, is not only to prevent my body from eating or drinking, but moreover, to control my soul and my spirit from having any offensive spiritual food, and also seek for the spiritual food. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ in the blessings in Matthew 5, he said, blessed are those who are hunger and thirst to righteousness, because they will see God. So the wisdom is not to become hungry or thirsty from your body, but to be hungry and thirsty to the word of God, to the righteousness, to the life of virtue, the virtuous life. That's why أكلم إنجليزي على طول, English على طول, which you prefer. ولا ميكس كده وكده عشان كده طبعا احنا عارفين ان الصوم له مفهومين. المفهوم الجسدي ان انا بمتنع عن الاكل والشرب فور وقت معين لغايه الظهر, بعد الظهر, المغرب, على حسب ارشاد اب اعترافي وعلى حسب نوع الصوم. وبعد كده باكل الاطعمه اللي هي الصيام. لكن المفهوم الروحي اهم من كده بكتير جدا. وهو ده السبب الحقيقة في الصوم نفسه كصوم، عشان كده ربنا يسوع المسيح في التطويبات على الجبل في متى 5 قال طوبى للجياع والعطاش إلى البر لأنهم يشبعون. يشبعون، they will be satisfied. I will give them what to eat or drink, not from the normal food and drink, but the spiritual food. معلمنا بولس الرسول في كورنثوس الأولى 9:25 شو بيقول إيه؟ And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. احنا مش بندور على الجعالة الزائلة، لا، احنا بندور على قمع الجسد، قمع الجسد. والجسد بيشتهي ضد الروح، والروح بتشتهي ضد الجسد، ودي قالها معلمنا بولس الرسول ايضا في غلاطية 5 غلاطيانس 5. There is a fight between the desires of the flesh and the desires of the spirit. Not because the body in itself is bad. No. But the desires of the body sometimes lead us to bad stuff. And the wisdom of the fasting from the very beginning, when the Lord asked Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree in the middle of the Ganna, in the middle of garden of Eden, is not the harmful thing in this tree itself, but the wisdom was the obedience. Yani the goal of God when he prevented them from eating one tree is just from one, the fruits of one tree is just to teach them how to obey him, how to respect his words. عشان كده لو تلاحظوا في المديحة بتاعت الصوم في حتة كده بنقول عليها ايه، الصوم هو مين يقرأ أفكاري؟ الصوم هو طاعة لله. الصوم هو طاعة لله. يعني ربنا مش قصده إنه يحرمك من أكل. ربنا عايز إنه يحس إن في relationship. على قد ما ادالك وقال لك تعملش دي يبقى في نوع من الطاعة. عدم الطاعة the disobedience caused the opening of the eyes of Adam and Eve as soon as they ate from the forbidden tree. As of this time, there was no war between the body and the spirit before that. After that, now the war is in. Fee. And as I said, it's not between the body and the spirit, it's between the desires of the body and the aim of the spirit, or the desires of the spirit. في غلاطية 5, in Galatians 5, verse 17, يقول إيه؟ Sorry?
You said Okay, you said how the desire and the spiritual, they're in a war with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Adam disobey God because he desired to eat the fruit?
Yes.
But you said before that eating, there is no war between desire and spiritual.
I don't understand your question. No, I'll explain that. Everyone has desire. And the desire is not bad. If you don't live without desire, there is no life. Desire, بالعربي اسمها الغريزة. Misusing of the desire is the lust.
Instinct.
Instinct.
Yeah.
اللي هي الحاجة اللي ما.
Yeah.
Instinct. We use the word the desire to differentiate between the, yani the normal thing that the Lord created in us, which is instinct. بنسميها الغريزة بالعربي. But when we misuse the instinct, it become bad desire and lust. هنا اللست يعني الشهوة. And I think that the lust is not exist in any being except the human being. Why? Because the instinct that Magdi yani corrected me, thank you, is something sacred, something blessing, something holy was created in us. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to marry, we have to live. All of these are instincts. But when they open their eyes, because we still have freedom. Yani the Lord created in us instincts, and He gave us freedom to use them in good thing, and freedom also to misuse them or use them in bad things. And this is what happened with Adam and Eve when they obeyed Satan and were betrayed by the devil and the serpents, ignoring the warning of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the warning actually was not punishment. It was warning. And there is a difference between warning and punishment. I think I explained that once here or any. Yani, I'll explain it. Malish. When the Lord said to Adam and Eve, when you eat from this tree, you will be like, you will die. It was not threatening from God. It was warning to Adam and Eve, saying, if you eat from this tree specifically, you will die. Why? Because your eyes will be opened to the evil and good. Now you know the truth only. But if you eat, you will know the good and bad, or the good and the evil. And when you know the good and the evil, then you will die. That's why, out of mercy of God, He put them out of the garden. Some people think that it was punishment from God that He put them out of the garden. No. It was mercy. Why? Because the Lord said, now they ate from this tree. If I leave them in the garden, and they will eat from the light, the tree of life, they will live forever under the sin. They will live forever under the fight or the war between body and spirit. He put them out of the garden until solving the problem and the hadr, and the salvation of the problem, solving of the problem, was only by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Namifed.
What for the story of Adam and Eve as well? I just have this question: what if they, once they were out of the Garden of Eden, what if they did not have any kids? What would have happened then?
Kids?
Yeah. What if they didn't have any children?
The same, almost the same. You mean if they had children before leaving, or
no? If they didn't have any kids, لو ما كانوش جابوا ولاد خالص, what? Because like in our days, some people they don't have kids, right?
In Garden of Eden.
Yeah, once they were out of the garden, once they committed the sin, so they would have died in their sin, but there would be no way for Jesus to come.
What was first? What was first? The permission of marriage, or the blessing of marriage, or the falling in sin? What was first? Okay, this is the answer. As soon as the Lord created Adam and Eve, He blessed them, and them increase and multiply before they fall in sin. So, yani, he did not bless this marriage, their marriage, after they left the garden. No. And when you read, you will find it in Genesis 2 and in Genesis 3. Okay, any other question? Now back to the fasting. The fasting now in us, as I said, is the very important mean of trying to coming back to the obedience of God. And also, the fasting is not a goal in itself. We have to know that. We don't fast to satisfy God. Not only fasting. We don't pray to satisfy God. We don't repent to satisfy God. We don't do good things or stop falling in sin just to satisfy God. No, it's for ourselves. All of these spiritual exercises are for our sake. So, because the Lord knows the power of fasting, as we'll see now, and the wisdom of fasting, He asked us to fast. But He did not put the fast as a burden on our shoulder. If we don't fast, we will not go to heaven. No. It's not in this meaning at all. The fast here is useful for us, beneficial to us. It's the best way for us to come back, not to the garden of heaven, of Eden, but to the kingdom of heaven. Galatians 5, 17, 24, حد معايا الإنجيل. يقدر يقرأ أحسن مني؟ معلش سامحوني بقى في قرايتي معانا على قدي. You're for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, إلى آخره. And then 24, and those who are Christ's, having crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the wisdom of the fasting, is to control the fasting. To crucify the body does not mean literally to crucify the body, but to control the lusts and the bad desires in the body. And when we read the Bible in the Old Testament, you will find that most, if not all, the people, or the righteous people of the Old Testament, practiced the fasting. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights, two times. Moses fasted two times. The first time he fasted 40 days and 40 nights on the Mount of Sinai. Then he went down, found the people worshiping idols. And then he broke the tablets. And then the Lord called him again, and he fasted another 40 days and 40 nights. Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Esther fasted to save her people. Daniel fasted to save her people. Judith fasted to save her people. Nehemiah, Hannah, daughter of Phanuel. Now,
الصيام بتاعهم كان انقطاع صح
ولا yes.
كان انقطاع خالص
40
يوم
40 days and 40 nights like what our Lord Jesus Christ did exactly 40 days and 40 nights without eating Moses was on the mountain and the Lord gave him food for Elijah and Elijah lived 40 days and 40 nights with after this meal that the Lord gave him. I mean, these people fasted personal fastings for certain reasons. Some of them like Moses or Elijah. Or Daniel or Esther. And some of them also like Hannah, the prophetess, who married 7 years and spent 84 years in the Hekel and received our Lord Jesus Christ when he was 40 days old with Simeon the elder, with many fastings and prayers, as St. Luke said. All of them were fasting personally. Just one person. Except Esther and Judith, when she asked the people to fast for her, and she also fasted with their maidservants. Even Ahab, if كتاب بالإنجليزي اسمه Ahab, Ahab, he was bad king, and he married Isabel, who was evil woman. He himself fasted. And after he fasted, the Lord had mercy on him just because he fasted. You read in the first Kings, chapter 21. And there are also some siyam jama'i, general fasting, like Taban Nineveh, 2 weeks before the Great Lent. We remember the effect of this fasting. that the Lord, أنا مش عارف أقولها بالعربي ولا بالإنجليزي. يقول ندم, ندم يعني regretted. يعني يقولوا على على ربنا regret. They pushed pushed ربنا إنه regret when they fasted, repenting and leaving their bad ways. Also, children of Israel fasted when they were in war. But anyhow, all these fastings are good for their people and for themselves. But I want to speak about myself. What is the benefit of fasting to me? إيه الفايدة بتاع الصيام لي أنا أنا؟ إيه الباور of fasting to me؟ أنا أقرأ لكم بس آية واحدة, يعني جزء واحد بس من Book of Isaiah 58. Book of Isaiah 58, very important. لو حد بيعرف يعني يقرأ إنجليزي أحسن مني يقرأ 50, مش لو حد كلكم بتقرأ أحسن مني. أنا عايز حد يقرأ 58 starting verse 3 to 9. مين يقرأ؟ اقرأ يمين.
Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bounds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the fingers and speaking wickedness.
Thank you. I don't think that there is more explanation to the wisdom of fast and the meaning of fasting. The fasting is not to punish yourself. The fasting is not to suffer. Controlling yourself from eating and drinking until 5 or 6 o'clock only. No. This verse does not mean do not fast. But these verses say, do not fast in this way. Just to put the ashes and to تاخد sack clothes and sit on them. No. No. It's not a punishment of body, but it is a discipline to my soul. تأديب للنفس. Training to my senses. That's why as servants of God, as servants in the Sunday school, more than being Christians, we have to know that. The fasting is not just to prevent your body from food or drink. The fasting is to train and humble and control your senses, your body, control your desires, and also to grow in virtuous life. This is the main purpose of the fasting. That's why the people who do not recognize the wisdom of fasting feel heavy load, feel fear when we start the Great Lent or the Advent or whatever, because they don't understand the wisdom of the fasting. Please, I ask you, when you fast, make a program to yourself, scheduling your day. Number one, how to get rid of the weaknesses, and let the fasting be a good time for you to take or to train yourself to get rid of the bad stuff, even if you like it, even if you search for it, even if you are tempted on it. ما ينفعش ان انا ابقى صايم الصيام الكبير او اي نوع من الاصوام وسايب عينيا زي ما قلنا الصبح كده, leaving my eyes to see whatever I want to see in the computer, okay. Leave my ears to listen in any bad songs, okay. Leave my feet to go anywhere, okay. Leave my mouth to say any songs or bad stuff, okay. ما ينفعش. دي ما تجيش مع دي. ده مش صيام. ده مش صوم. الصوم فعلا ان الواحد ما يبقاش بتو لايفز. I cannot live two separate lives. One, preventing my body from eating the dairy food, dairy, chocolate والبتاع والحاجات ديت وده الحاجات اللي بحبها قوي قوي قوي. ها؟ ديري كوين وماكدونالد والكلام ده. ده مش ده. ما ينفعش بقى كده. وفي نفس الوقت الأغاني هي الأغاني, الأفلام هي الأفلام, الموفي هو الموفي, الكمبيوتر هو الكمبيوتر, الباد ستاف هو الباد ستاف, وكله ماشي مع بعض. إيه يعني؟ ما ينفعش. هنا هتبقى عندك spiritual schizophrenia. يبقى عندك two personalities. يبقى عندك واحد person ماشي قس قوي بجسمه, والبيرسون ماشي برضه بالحاجات التانيه. ما تنفعش. انتوا كخدام لازم تعملوا يعني بروجرام. وده احنا لسه في اول الصيام, فات بس الفيرست ويك اللي بنسميه بريباريشن ويك. خلاص هنبتدي من النهارده. ابتدي من النهارده اعمل لنفسك سكادجول. شوف تقرا ايه في الانجيل وتقرا read in the Bible consequently, وتقرا seriously, وتقرا وتقول له my lord I want not to read the Bible but to eat the Bible, I want to eat it, I want to taste it, I want to live it, and this is the way. If I prevent my body from food, I have to feed my spirit with the spiritual food. ما ينفعش ان انا افضل اعمل كل اللي انا عايزه وانا صايم واقول انا صايم. وفي نفس الوقت ما ينفعش ان انا امشي بالنورمال بروجرام بتاع اللي انا ماشي بيه في اي وقت. نو. الوقت بتاع الصوم ده حاجه زي
intensive course. let us call it كده. Intensive spiritual course. وخليه فعلا intensive course for you. For you. اكسر وامنع رجلك على انك تروح في اي حته وحشه. اقفل الكمبيوتر على اي باد ستاف عشان عينك ما تشوفهوش. وخليك سيريوس وستريكت مع نفسك. شوف كده ايوب قال I put a covenant testimony with God. I will not stare at the face of a woman or a virgin. خلاص مش حبص. يعني مش حبص. فاستنج هنا عايز رجولة روحية. بس مش رجولة يعني الستات. لا. عايز strict. عايز seriousness. عايز commitment. لازم أبقى فعلا serious. ومن قلبي from all my heart. شايف ان الصيام ده مهم لي. Why do I fast? Because I know the more I eat, the more the energy in my body may be used in bad thing. And also, for me, the fasting is a good leash. Leash to control my tongue and to control my senses as well. Fasting, بالنسبة لي, ممكن يكون the beginning of the spiritual way. The fasting, beginning of the service. مين ابتدى السيرفيس بتاعته بفاستنج؟ المسيح نفسه. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He himself. Right away after the baptism, he went to fast 40 days. Did he need to fast? Was the Lord under sin? Was the Lord afraid of falling into temptation? No. But to say the beginning of the service, the beginning of the mission must be fasting. First, fasting. Also, the fasting is a very good chance for me to have virtues. I want to give you just one virtue this morning and to give it to myself. Love unconditionally. Love unconditionally. لو بس هاخد الفضيلة دي, لو بس هاخد الفيرتشو دي, to love everybody not depending on his love towards me or his feelings towards me. لو هاخد دي بس. I can never do that unless I love God really. I was talking to some of the people during these last few weeks, asking them this question. Which is first, love or pray? Think about the rule. Which is first? Do we pray to love God? Or do we love God? And then we pray. Which is which? Huh? Which is first? Love. If I don't love, my prayer will be tasteless. If I don't love God really, and my love to God, recognizing his great love to me, exchanging his love with him by praying, then the prayer will be just a duty, fard, a must, not I have to pray, but I love to pray. Apply the same thing, مش بس على الفاست, على البراير, على الفاستنج, a service. Why do you serve? Do you serve because you love God? And you love the children? And you want your children in the class to taste and to feel the love of God as you do? then this is service. This is service. If you just prepare the lesson in a very good way and audited and revised by your supervisor, أمين الخدمة وزي الفل, بس the aim in your heart is that يعني first you love these children, this lesson will be very useful and you will feel the reaction on the hearts and the faces of your children. Otherwise, حضر زي ما انت عايز وعمل زي ما انت احسن, بعد كده تقولوا ابونا قال ما تحضروش, لا لازم تحضروا, تحضروا صح وبأمانة, بس الايم I love, I feel the love of God and I want to give this feeling to my children through my service. حاضر. Then you love and then you pray. While you are praying, then you are feeding the love and increasing the love. The more you pray, the more you will love, starting with love. That's why. When I do love God really from all my heart, then I pray or fast or serve or repent or whatever, I continue my life. I continue my spiritual practicing. I continue my schedule. But if I don't love God enough, and I start to pray and to fast and to serve and to repent for some time, and I will fall again into what we call lukewarmness or dryness. نعم أمين.
Abuna, what if you agree with all the spiritual and you love them, the spiritual stuff, but I don't want to do the physical fasting? Let's say I'm an athlete. I train 5-6 times a week. I need the amount of protein, minimum amount of protein, minimum amount of carbs, and all that. What do you do? No, but you can't get enough protein. I need 120 grams of protein per day, which cannot come from. But hatta even vegetables, they're not complete proteins, so they don't get absorbed the same way. Sorry, I study this. And protein shake is fettari, it's made out of whey protein, which is coming from cows.
الفاستنج بتاعت الشيرش برضو عايز أقول لكم حاجة. For the oneness of heart, it's good to feel that we all fast in the same way. And we all, because we are in the same boat, ما أقدرش أختار أقول دي شوية وأصل يعني أنا بحب يعني كفاية الفيلينج. We cannot separate our body from our spirit whatsoever.
One, some people eat food out of pleasure, the other one do it out of a need. If your body needs a minimum amount of, let's say, this much for your athletic goals or something, that's not something, it's not a want anymore, it's a need. Oh, but that's different. That's completely, but Moses is not an athlete.
Moses.
Oh, but that's completely, filling your heart, that's the spiritual part.
يعني انت عايز تاكل اي حاجة افطاري بس تصوم رمضان يعني.
No,
يعني انت عايز تصوم رمضان مش صيام كبير.
Yeah, guys, Abuna has another lecture at 4 o'clock, so he has to rest. and this subject is too long actually to fulfill in one just subject. So I
لا بس يعني اتفضل يا إيهاب.
يعني هو احنا غالبية الخدام هنا عندنا التهاب بالروح, فممكن نصوم يومين, فمش عاوز ان احنا يعني نرتقي فوق ما ينبغي ان نرتقي. فهل قدسك تنصحنا ان احنا في بداية الصوم كل واحد مننا بدل ما يحط لنفسه بروجرام يقعد مع قدسك او اب اعترافه بحيث ننظم البروجرام بتاعنا لمدة الصيف؟
طبعا. This is what I said in the beginning. I said in the beginning in فترة الانقطاع you come back to your spiritual father to discuss with him, because not everyone is the same, not everybody is the same. And the Lord wants mercy, not sacrifice. فزي ما بيقول إيهاب كده, every one of us go to your spiritual father and discuss with him how to start fasting and how to practice also. يعني he can suggest for you what book you can study, can book what book you can read, and how to benefit of this reading, what to pray, and then we have to be serious. It's a good program, serious program, and take it, please take it serious, not as a habit. كل سنة واحد يبتدي صيامه ست أسابيع سبع أسابيع خلص الصيام هون جيك أسبوع الألام رستوسانستي أليتوسانستي وخلاص ما استفدناش حاجة. أنا مش عايز دي. Please انتو خدام, please start from now. وإذا ما كنتش لاحق تقابل أب اعترافك call him. وعشان ولادي please, my phone is 613-823-6625 أو 882-6625. أقولهم تاني 823-6625 أو 882-6625. If you want, يعني شايف إنه يعني صعب قوي, بعتلي text message 882-6625. بس انا مش في الفيسبوك, مش هتعرف تبعت لي, انما تبعت لي في الايميل fr.botros@rogers.com. بصوا الحكايه بامانه, انا بقولها لكم انتوا ولادي وانا بحبكم, سيبكم بقى من الرسميات. انا بقول لكم بامانه انتوا ولادي وبناتي ولازم تستفيدوا من الصوم, لازم. واذا ما استفدناش من الصوم السنه دي عمرنا ما هنستفيد في اي سنه, لان كل سنه بتتكرر الحكايه بتتكرر الحكايه بتتكرر الحكايه, وترجع زي ما بيقولوا في مصر ترجع ريمه لعادتها القديمه. يعني وي كم باك تو اور هابتس وما نستفيدش حاجه. لازم نستفيد السنه دي, وانا بقولها لكم قدام ربنا لازم تستفيدوا روحيا. وي هاف تو جرو سبيريتشوالي, وي هاف تو ستوب اور ويكنسز. وبعدين نوت اونلي ذات, لكن نروح لحاجات بوزيتيفز. يعني نبقى real children of God. فعلا. Let the people see us and glorify our Father in heavens. Wherever we are. إذا كان في المدرسة, إذا كان في الشغل, إذا كان في البيت. Anywhere. خلي الناس تشوف وشوكوا كده والنعمة اللي فيه. النعمة اللي فيه. الجريس اللي فيه. العمل الروح القدس اللي فيه. Then they will glorify your Father in heavens. وهي دي الخدمة الحقيقية. وإذا ما ابتدتش الخدمة الحقيقية من ولادكم هنا في مدرسة قاعد, مش هتطلع في الشارع. ابتدي من هنا. خلي الولاد يشوفوا صورة المسيح فينا. الحكاية مش لعبة. الحكاية مش أنا أحضر درس وأقوله وأدي جوائز وأفرح وهي. لا. ده المسيح. المسيح in John 17 قال for them I sanctify myself. كلمة كبيرة. إزاي المسيح يقول عن نفسه أقدس من أجلهم, أقدس أنا ذاتي. المسيح يبقى أنا إيه يا أولاد؟ إحنا مش بنيجي الكنيسة بس وخلاص, لازم الكنيسة to grow in the spirit. تفضلوا نصلي. بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد أمين. Blessed are those who have mercy to the poor and fast and pray the Holy Spirit will fill their hearts. The sun will show them mercy on the judgment day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Fi urbana al-fikri awlad.